So the first listening example is by this American band called The Velvet Underground from New York City. Their second record is called White Light, White Heat. And on it, there's a song called, or a piece of music called The Gift, which is a multi-layered thing, or not multi, it has two layers at least. One of them is in either that or that speaker, depending on my memory. And it's a band playing a rock song. And in the other speaker, there's John Cale reading a short story written by Lou Reed. So Lou Reed was the main singer in The Velvet Underground. And John Cale was playing bass and organ and viola. And also he read stories. So we're going to listen to The Gift.
Through the cushion and right through the center of Waldo Jeffers' head. slid slightly and caused little Runa dance of red to pulsate gently in the morning sun.
Yes, so what we have here is, since the two channels are completely separated, you as a listener, using your balance knob on your stereo amplifier, can actually dictate how loud each part is going to be, and you can split it up into two and only listen to the story or only listen to the music. So it's a way of sort of opening up the listening experience to also be some form of participation, I think. You as a listener can also decide what the music is going to be like, which is an interesting thought that they had in like 67, 68.
New York, 1968 was something else than San Francisco.
Yeah, a bit darker. And how long had they made stereo records at that time? Maybe 10 years?
Maximum.
Yeah, something like that. So already there you start to mess with the format, you start to experiment and do fun and strange things.
We adapted very quickly.
Like you said.
Especially musicians. No, it's a gift to be able to transport your music into a studio where you can add these layers through manipulating and through using the microphones and to say stereo records now. Just wanted to mention as a side note, in this world of reproducing or printing vinyl records again, several years ago I had a friend who produced a series of records on in a 5:1 mix and released it on DVDs. And it's a very interesting 5-channel listening experience. But even that now has been reissued on vinyl.
Yeah, which only has two channels
vinyl
at the most.